Tuesday, September 9th. First reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 15. Brothers and sisters, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in Him, rooted in Him and built upon Him, and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one captivate you with an empty, seductive philosophy, according to the tradition of men, according to the elemental powers of the world, and not according to Christ. For in Him dwells the whole fullness of the deity, bodily, and you share in this fullness in Him, who is the head of every principality and power. In Him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not administered by hand, by stripping off the carnal body with the circumcision of Christ. You were buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him, through faith in the power of God who raised Him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He brought you to life along with Him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. Obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims which was opposed to us, He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. Despoiling the principalities and the powers, He made a public spectacle of them, leading them away in triumph by it. Haydock Commentary. There were two sorts of false teachers among them. They who mixed vain errors from heathen philosophy with the principles of the Christian religion, and they who had been Jews, and were for making them retain those rites and customs which the Jews had among them, and were only from their private human traditions. This alludes to the traditions and observances which the Pharisees had added to the law of Moses, and which Christ had blamed, but which these false apostles wished to introduce amongst the Colossians. The ceremonial laws were the elementary instructions given by God to the world. But we are to attach ourselves to the doctrines of Jesus Christ, from whom alone we expect light and justice and sanctity. This is neither to condemn in general the use of philosophy, which St. Augustine commends and made use of, nor all traditions delivered by the apostles, see 1 Corinthians 11 and 2 Thessalonians 2. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that is, in the person of Christ, the Son of God, really and substantially united to our human nature. His divinity did not inhabit the human nature as in a temple, as the Nestorian heretic said, nor as by His grace in men's souls, but so as to be personally or hypostatically united to the soul and body of Christ. The Gospel from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 19. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and He spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, He called His disciples to Himself, and from them He chose 12, whom He also named apostles: Simon, whom He named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And He came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of His disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch Him, because power came forth from Him and healed them all. Haydock Commentary. These 12 Christ chose as individual companions. To these He committed the charge of founding and governing His church. He sent them as legates or ambassadors to all the world. Hence their power was more universal than that of bishops, which is confined to their own dioceses or districts. The jurisdiction of the apostles was not limited to place. The power which Jesus Christ delegated to His apostles, and which was for the benefit and regulation of the universal church in all future ages, the apostles in their turn delegated to their successors in the ministry, with such regulations and limitations as have been judged in the Holy Ghost necessary for the proper government of the spiritual kingdom of God upon earth. And it is the height of presumption to question any ordinations that come to us with the authority of the Catholic Church. For whatever the Church says is true, whatever she permits is lawful, whatever she forbids is evil, whatever she ordains is holy, whatever she institutes is good. So says St. Augustine.